Good morning, 5:04 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Going to see plenty of sunshine. Gorgeous today, 78. Boy, great weekend to get out to the Great Wisconsin State Fair now underway. We've gotten through day one. Survived. Moving on. Day two today.
I survived. I was there for about 90 seconds yesterday. Actually, I just stopped by to pick my kid up from work. But it was a beautiful day out there yesterday and a really good crowd from what I could see. Late afternoon. I was there about 3 o'clock.
Montgomery Gentry up on the big stage. Saw some great pictures and whatnot on our socials last night.
Yeah.
I was in bed sleeping. Did not stay up for that Brewer game. Let's make an agreement. We don't talk about that today.
Yeah, let's just talk about now. If you weren't up late last night, I don't know if anybody stayed up that late to watch that disaster, but the Brewers got beat 21-5. And we've had games like this in softball, Shannon, as you know, but fortunately for us in softball, there's something called the slaughter rule.
Yeah.
That if you get beat by 10 or 15 runs at a certain point, the game's over.
I got up this morning to see the final score, and it's on my Instagram story. It was like, glad I woke up to this. Wait, they're playing a football game, right? This is for charity, right?
Yeah. When did that happen, though? Because I feel like I was up when Yelich hit his home run.
Late. Dodgers scored 9 runs in the 8th inning.
Seventh inning.
Is that what it was?
9 runs in the 7th inning.
I was going to say, they weren't losing that.
No, the Brewers had...
They set 2 records last night. Most home runs in Dodger Stadium in a game, and 9? Most runs scored.
7 or 9 home runs?
It was 7 home runs total. The 21 runs. I mean, here's my hot take on it, right? So the Brewers lost. The Bears also lost, but the Bears only gave up 17.
Yeah, that's true. Boy. There was a football game last night, too. Anytime and this has happened for the Brewers a couple times this year, anytime you have
position
outfielders
players
and catchers and second baseman pitching, you're probably in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to the Brewers last night. But all right, it's just one game, as you just mentioned. One game in the stand, and they still only trailed the Cubs by a game. And the Brewers come home after a successful West Coast swing.
So you have those games every now and then. You just got to get them out of the way. It's just it's the little hiccups, and it happens. It's no big deal.
We will not be talking about the Brewers and turning in the tens. We will be talking about day two at the State Fair, though.
All right, perfect. Let's just not talk about the Brewers the rest of the day so I can get through this and feel better. It was the fort she kept the hotel. Old Vinton Hotel Key at 5:11 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. It is Flashback Friday. Don't forget, Flashback Reba Days, we'll call it. Every time we play a Flashback Reba song all morning long, when you hear it, you call or 10 with the phrase that pays. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country. That phrase exactly. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
All right, no excuses, too, for anybody that calls in and says, was that Reba? Because everybody knows what Reba sounds like.
Anyway, yes. Flashback Reba songs all morning. That phrase that pays is going to land you tickets to her sold-out show at State Fair next Sunday. All right? We will get a Flashback Reba song on the way in about, let's call it 6 minutes. Let's get into trending the tens, though, first.
This is being called a game changer in the treatment of opiate addiction. It involves one injection per month that removes the symptoms and cravings associated with opiate withdrawal. Opiate addiction and opiate overdoses are out of control in Milwaukee County. This is a drug called Sublocade. It was given for approval in March. Doctors say this represents real hope for opiate addicts. Isn't it ironic that it would be administered with a shot and
wean you off of
heavy duty drugs?
It just seems so. I don't understand. I know everybody's different reasons. Why at some point did we decide to take some sort of drug or give it to, whether it was a legal good purpose, that causes such a terrible downside of addiction?
Well, it's like any addiction. I mean,
how did we not see this coming? Did you not test the drugs?
I don't think anybody that's ever been addicted to anything sees it coming, whether it's drugs, alcohol.
I mean, just like
pornography, you name it, the gambling.
It's just so
you can
like,
get addicted to anything and get down a hole in a real hurry.
Starbucks Cool Lime Refreshers.
To a much lesser extent, Cool Lime Refreshers. And now what's she going to do? Because it's going to be gone soon. And
she's got her own private barista that's stashed away a bunch of Cool Lime Refreshers for her.
Don't tell people
which
my
secret. Which is nice.
But no, I feel like people don't realize that they're becoming addicted to something and then it just kind of all of a sudden is out of control.
But I'm saying legitimately, like you could be taking an opioid painkiller drug, right? For a legitimate pain-related issue. And that's what I'm saying. If something that we would prescribe to someone and that it can snowball like
they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
Yeah, it's not to anyone's fault of that they chose that. You know what I mean?
These are heavy duty drugs that they've been trying to get under control. And a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are finally now starting to do that. But, they want to make money. And
that's my point to where it's sad in that aspect. Mm-hmm. If something that was meant to do good
Right.
Can still do bad, even though it was prescribed and meant to do good. It's just, it baffles me. It blows my mind. It's just so sad.
Well, I was just going to say something that pretty much everybody can identify with. And once again, this is to a way lesser extent, but like caffeine. Think about when you try and give that up and you have such a bad headache.
Right.
You realize that you're addicted to it with your coffee and things
like that. And
that's
only caffeine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You can imagine what opiate addiction is like.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
Ritter, how many ounces is that a cup you got?
I don't know.
Today?
What is it, 40 some ounces? I'll drink probably two of them today.
Crazy scene yesterday. The Milwaukee PD Tactical Enforcement Unit called to a Speedway gas station on 13th and College. It's where people had carjacked, and it was an attempted carjacking. And then they holed up in the bathroom. They barricaded themselves in the bathrooms. So they had to talk them out. This was a 2-hour standoff on the south side. And fortunately, it ended without any injuries. And it is day two of the Great Wisconsin State Fair. This is called Discover Wisconsin Day. So the only way you're getting in with a deal is if you flash an out-of-state driver's license.
It's also Clements Day.
Oh, cool.
It is Clements Day. So on the main parkway, the park thing there in the middle of the fair park, they are going to be out there with samples and all kinds of stuff too today.
I love that. So. Good. Musically tonight, you get legend, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Alice Cooper. Favorite song as a kid. It's my favorite line.
Great song.
On the Associated Bank Amphitheater, one of the best funk bands you'll ever see. You won't see their faces because they're called Here Come the Mummies. These guys are so much fun. So much fun that Bruce Sullivan and the gang at Wisconsin State Fair bring them back for two nights every year, so you can catch them tonight and tomorrow night at Wisconsin.
It is a fave of ours, for sure.
Oh, I love these guys.
Shannon, are you finally going to get to see Here Come the Mummies this year?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm really sad about it. I think I'm going to try and get there sometime tomorrow night. Hopefully, but I have some birthday plans for a friend.
Work an hour and a half in just to come watch these guys. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I told you.
You get 15 minutes into it. They're
coming
so
to
worth
Cedarburg
it.
Next week.
They are.
You said? Right. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to be able
Cedarburg.
To see them then.
First time I saw them was on Halloween on Conan O'Brien. I went, what is this?
Guys all dressed like mummies. That just all the horns and the... It's such a cool thing.
It's a party. It's a, I would say... You know, PG-13 television type show, but that's trending on the tens. It's 5:16.
Flashback Friday with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on F106.1 or Flashback Reba Day. And we've got caller 10 on the line. We'll find out. They know the phrase that pays if they're going to grab tickets to see Reba coming up after John Party on F106.1. John Party, Dirt in My Boots, Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, 5:28. Good morning. And Amanda and Johnson Creek, what's got you up so early this morning?
Heading to work.
Oh, where do you work?
I work at Aurora in Summit.
Okay. It's a big hospital there.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, nice new facility.
Yeah, one of my buddies helped build that.
Quite a bit of a drive, don't you?
No, not too bad.
I have about a 20-minute drive.
From Johnson Creek?
Yep.
Just enough to enjoy that cup of coffee.
Exactly.
We love, by the way, that people from Johnson Creek say Johnson Creek.
Reba's going to be at State Fair next Sunday. You want to go to the show?
I would love to.
We need that one special thing from you this morning.
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
There it is.
That is it.
Woo. Nice job.
Woo.
We'll get you those tickets. Sold out, Reba, next Sunday at Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have fun.
And we'll have more chance for you doing all morning long. Anytime you hear a Reba song, be caller 10 with that phrase that pays. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country. You're going to get tickets for that show.
Johnson Creek.
We got coming up with the good stuff this morning.
A great Wisconsin company doing their best to help our four-legged friends. We'll tell you who they are. 5:33 Friday. Good morning from Ritter, Scott, and Shannon.
Happy Friday! Woo!
Forecast for Friday. Partly sunny,
wake
78.
Up.
Couldn't ask for a better forecast. Partly cloudy, 67 tonight. And then hot and humid the next couple days this weekend, around 90. And a chance of storm. 67 at FM 106.1.
By the way, like you brought a cow from the state fair.
A champion.
He's going to supply the cheese curds and milk later.
Yesterday they crowned it was the pigs, the big pigs.
Pig grand champion?
Yeah.
I love the animals at the
zoo. Looking animals. Yeah.
We're going to take Jackson at least one day to see the animals. I think he'll get a kick out of that.
The show animals?
No, we just walk around the barns and see the animals sitting around.
Yeah, that's fun.
Does he have a favorite animal yet?
Fish. He loves fish. Any kind of fish.
Are you just saying that because you're big on fish?
No, like legitimately, he loves fish. Like, we will go to the zoo just to take him into the reptile fish building. He cares nothing about reptiles.
When do the 4-H kids parade their fish around at State Fair? I forget what day that is. When is the grand champion fish competition?
There's not. He does love pork. The kid loves pork. We figured that ham is his favorite food. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
I was going to say, that's not, that doesn't mean that he loves the pigs, though.
Everybody loves pigs, don't they?
Who doesn't love pigs?
Pigs are fun.
When they're chasing you down on your run.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Traumatic experience. I forgot about that, Shannon.
Yes.
Well, Shannon, that's why you're not supposed to get into the racing pig ring at State Fair. That's the reason they have a fence. You're not supposed to jump it. Then the pigs won't chase you.
Unless you have cookies. And they'll really chase you.
They're in your pockets, especially. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, why don't we get your day started with a story to put a smile on your face?
Yeah, man. That's the good stuff.
You guys heard of Clear the Shelters Day? This is a national event. It's gone on for a couple of years. It's sponsored by NBC and Telemundo Networks, as well as Hill's Science Diet. And Blaine's Farm and Fleet, which sells Hill's Science Diet, is in this year. And what they're going to do is they're working with Hill's to hold adoption events at Blaine's locations. Blaine's is based in Janesville, but they're all over, you know, a couple different states. And they hope to have thousands and thousands of animals adopted on this one day. They're actually going to have the animals at different at locations of Blaine's. The last couple of years, they've had more than 150,000 pets adopted during Clear the Shelter Day.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it's coming up on August 18th. If you go to Blaine's website and get more information.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yep.
Say it all the time. It's awesome.
That's really cool. My story is right out of Milwaukee here. So if you've ever heard of the Milwaukee Christian Center, just wanted to give them a shout out because they spent part of their day yesterday improving their neighborhood. Kids and volunteers, about 100 of them, joined by officers from Milwaukee Police Department's District 2, as well as Milwaukee Fire Department's Engine 12, cleaned up Kosciuszko Park and the surrounding area.
Listen to the Polish pronunciation of
Kosciuszko. Yeah, wow.
Nice job.
I may have had a lesson from Scott
Dolphin. No, you did well.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. So the effort that they took part in yesterday was all part of promoting health among teens and youth development programs. And I just wanted to commend them for getting out there and helping clean up the community. So shout out to Milwaukee Christian Center.
That's awesome. How do you say, by the way, the Polish pastry that everyone has on Fat Tuesday?
A punczki.
Wow, might as well call her the Polish princess
at
this point.
She is.
Goodness.
I'm not arguing. I'm not complaining.
What?
Is there a separate, or like a different way that people call punczkis?
Some people say
Packskis?
Yeah, Packskis.
Just like people.
Jelly filled donuts.
Pazgis.
Just like people call Kosciuszko Park Kosciuszko Park.
See? Apparently I'm fluent.
What are those little things that are like filled with like potato and sauerkraut and they're usually like fried in butter in a pan? They're some sort of like dumpling?
I don't know.
You're the Polish princess. I thought you'd know this.
I've got some in my freezer right now.
Pierogies!
Pierogies at Pittsburgh.
I see. I've never had one.
Never mind. I take back the crown.
They're good.
It's 5:37 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning.
Take back the crown. Yes, Ritter. You can be the Polish princess.
I can. Yes, absolutely. And I will wear the crown and sash proudly. Oh, we got commercial free country coming for you this morning at 7:30 to start your day, too. Don't forget. Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, 5:43. Going to see plenty of sunshine. Beautiful day today, 78. It's going to be perfect. You're headed out to Wisconsin State Fair, and one of our friends, Melinda Myers, is going to be at Wisconsin State Fair every single day. Some great things for kids to do, some other activities if you're into gardening. And we're going to talk to her coming up next after we get a look at the roads. John, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Back to Ritter, Scott, and Shannon.
Boy, a big Friday on tap. Zach Brown Band tickets, win and play Generational Jeopardy at 6:50. We've got a big concert announcement as well to tell you about at 7 o'clock this morning. And Wisconsin State Fair started yesterday. Day 2 rolling on today. If you're a little tired, you're up late last night. Melinda Meyer, our friend, she's at the State Fair every single day. Miss Melinda Myers, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I'm feeling the same way. It's always an exciting time.
How do you pace? Now, you have to be at State Fair every single day. How do you pace yourself?
Well, you know, one of the wonderful things is gardeners give me lots of energy. Gardeners always have great information to share, lots of fun questions. They bring their baggies with their sick plants or plants to ID.
Let's get to the bottom, though, the really important questions, Melinda. How many orders of cheese curds do you eat at State Fair?
Well, I'm a baked potato fan, and I like to hit the ag products building, and I try to pace myself. So I do one fair food like a day, so a cream puff one day and cheese curds one day. So when you're there 11 days, it's easy to overdo, which I probably do, but at least pacing myself, I feel less guilty.
You're, of course, always with We Energies there in the at that wonderful facility. They have a lot of cool things to say. What's the punch card about this year?
Well, one of the wonderful things, the Green and Growing Walk is always a lot of fun. So you can walk through the, they're great gardens and display, lots of containers, small vignettes, and of course, our garden, I think, is one of the best. And just places for you to get ideas, but to encourage you to look at the gardens as well as all the other exhibits at State Fair, because you can take home so many ideas.
Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1 talking with Melinda Myers. You know, being the big garden expert you are, I mean, is there anything, garden, home, anything people need to think about or should start thinking about now that, you know, we're midsummer and moving towards fall?
You know, I think one of the things, the heat has really taken its toll on gardeners. And I think just keeping after your garden and keeping up with the weeds, which have been doing great this year in my garden as well, because every weed you pull before it sets flower and seed means hundreds fewer next year in the garden. Mulching if you haven't done it. And you know what? Late summer's a great time to add to your garden.
You mentioned that you have a lot of avid gardeners come up to you and ask you questions at State Fair. What about for those of us who are a little intimidated by gardening and landscaping in general?
You know what? I love to get those questions. I just think that, you know, it's so exciting to see somebody starting to garden. And one of the things I try to do is help you as a new gardener feel okay that, you know what, I've killed quite a few plants along the way.
Oh, yep.
You know, I'm a horticulturist, so I know why they died. That's the only difference.
Yeah, because I can't even keep my succulents alive at this point, and that's a problem.
Okay.
Give her some
well,
advice, Melinda.
Nice.
What can she do to keep her succulents alive?
You know, good sun, probably water less.
None of those things are like cockroaches. Nothing can kill succulents, except for Shannon.
Sorry.
You've confessed. It's okay. You're not alone.
Hey, I know State Fair is all about kids, too, and I know a lot of kids come through your area. I'm sure you have something to keep them entertained.
You bet. I always have some coloring books from Ebert's Garden Center and from ATC and some fun crayons, so we try to keep them happy, and we've got fun things. We've got bowling balls that are made into artwork. Some have insects on them and pennies, and we've got lots of fun things. We have ways to attract butterflies to the garden, and we usually have quite a few butterflies in our garden, and I find insects keep kids excited just about as much as plants, probably even more.
All right, Shannon, you'll love this. It's called Green and Easy Gardening at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. with Melinda at the State Fair. It's right up your alley, Shannon.
Green and easy. That's the key word.
It is. I want to help you have fun and be successful. That's always my goal, no matter if you're a new gardener or very experienced.
All right, Melinda, always good talking to you. We'll see you at the State Fair.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the black mane.
Aldine, Miranda Lambert drowns the whiskey with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, 558. Be on the lookout. Some heavy fog in area, especially Washington County into Waukesha County. Some really, really dense fog areas. In fact, I believe there's a fog advisory in effect for inland counties. Milwaukee, and Racine, and Kenosha counties are exempt from that. But everybody else, look out for some fog this morning.
I'm looking at 41 at Freistadt Road, Washington County, and the visibility is not much. That or somebody breathed on the camera and made it all foggy. One of the two.
That's not anything new. I feel like every single time that I would wake up, it's cool.
But people breathing on cameras or the fog?
Yes. No, the fog. It's really cool to see because you can see it so close to the ground and everything, but it does make it obviously difficult to drive in.
Hate fog. I hate it.
Hate it, yes.
Can't focus.
No. So allow yourself some extra time, perhaps, if you're inland counties working your way into work this morning on a Friday. And looking forward to seeing this guy coming to the Pfizer Forum in October. It's Chris Young, Losing Sleep.
Light a candle. Turn all the lights down low.
Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. 6:02. As mentioned, a little fog. Be on the lookout for that this morning. We see plenty of sunshine. 78 today. And what's coming up trending the 10th this morning, Scott?
We're talking about the fair again. Great Wisconsin Day Fair. It's day two. We'll tell you what's going on.
All right, John, how are the roads? Good morning, 6:09 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. It is a Flashback Friday.
Yay!
Reba. Flashback Friday today. Anytime you hear a Reba flashback song, be caller 10 with the phrase that pays. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country, and we're going to get you tickets for her sold-out show at Wisconsin State Fair next Sunday.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
I believe it's the only sold-out show on the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino main stage.
Is it?
I believe it is.
Reba.
It's exciting.
Yeah, no surprise.
Exactly. It's going to be well worth it. Does she have an opener on that show, or is it just all Reba all night?
Pretty sure it is just Reba. Show starts at, I believe it is 6 o'clock, and it is all Reba all night. I think the ticket literally says an evening with Reba McEntire. So
very
be ready
cool.
for it. Your chance at winning tickets coming up sometime before 6:20. We got to get it trending in the tens, though, first.
They are evacuating in Virginia where a dam might fail and flood the city of Lynchburg, warning people to get out, get to high ground, because heavy rain could cause the College Lake Dam to fail. Emergency service officials there say if it does fail, Lynchburg could be under as much as 17 feet of water
in a
matter of minutes.
Lynchburg, Georgia, you said?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's not Lynchburg, Tennessee. We're good.
No. Lynchburg, Tennessee, home of Jack Daniels, right? No, this is actually a bigger city. I mean, Lynchburg, there's nothing in Lynchburg, Tennessee, except Jack Daniels. They're high on a hill.
When you say the word Lynchburg, most people think of Jack Daniels. They don't think of any other Lynchburgs anywhere.
Right. Well, this is the historic Lynchburg, if you think back to some of the
Civil War days.
Yeah. Back then. Two men in custody. We told you about this a couple weeks ago, this $200,000 jewelry heist at Paul's Jewelers near Highway 100 and National. Well, they got him. Somebody tipped off police to the identity of one of the mans, and now two people are in custody from that jewelry heist. Guinness is opening their first brewery in America, Ritter, in more than 60 years. Open Gate Brewery and Barrel House is opening today in Baltimore. It just happens to be International Beer Day, so happy International Beer Day.
I was going to bring that up later on today. We just so happen to be going to Wisconsin State Fair. There just so happens to be this great bar called The Micro. Then there just so happens to be International Beer Day. So I'm just saying, stars are all aligning today.
Maybe grab a Guinness. Speaking of the Wisconsin State Fair, it's day two. If you are some of our friends from Illinois or Michigan or Minnesota, and you listen this morning, flash your ID. You can get in. I think it's two adult admissions for $14, so $7 tickets. Discover Wisconsin Day is the official title.
And it's Clements Day.
And Clements Day, which means what? Free sampling at
they
Central Park?
They will have free samples in Central Park.
It's also Good Music Day. Alice Cooper is on the main stage.
I think every high school kid, it was like the anthem.
Yeah. His stage show is incredible, too.
It's
still like rocking at 70 years old.
Big haunted house. It's like the creepiest,
yeah,
the coolest thing you've ever seen.
It's great. And speaking of creepy, if you're into mummies and stuff like that, Here Come the Mummies is on the free amphitheater. Associated Bank Amphitheater. Fun band. Lots of horns.
They are really cool, really funky. It's such an awesome show.
And that's free with your paid fare admission. They're there tomorrow night as well. And that is Trending on the 10s at 6:13.
All right. Reba on the way for you on a Flashback Friday. First, though, Luke Bryan's latest Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset on FM 106.1. Show to wrap up Wisconsin State Fair with Reba on a Flashback Friday. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Caller 10 on the line. Find out if she does phrase that pays. And you're going to that sold-out show next weekend. We're doing it all morning long right here at FM 106.1. It's Dustin Lynch now. Hey, we've got a big concert announcement to make for you coming up this morning at 7 o'clock. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning, and Dawn, do you know the phrase that pays?
I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too.
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's favorite country and the whole country.
That's actually not the phrase that pays. I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I'm sorry. You can try again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Scott from Woodstock, do you know the phrase that pays?
I do. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's number one for new country.
No, that's not it, Scott. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you so you know it for next time, okay? And you can hang up and try again. It's FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
Wonderful.
All right, Tony, in Milwaukee, tell me you know the phrase that pays.
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
That is it, Tony! All right, you are going to go see Reba, sold-out show at State Fair, the very final night.
Awesome. Wow.
Way to go, Tony.
Thank you.
You got big plans this weekend?
Not really. It's got to work.
Oh, bummer, man. Although it's not a bad thing unless you're working outside, because it sounds like it is going to be a hot, steamy weekend, temps into the 90s.
Drive a tow truck, so.
Oh, you'll be out in
it. Air conditioning.
Air conditioning is always a nice thing. Did y'all see that Brad and Carrie officially announced to be returning to host the CMAs this year?
No surprise there.
Why are you stealing my Nashville News Thunder?
Oh, no. Did I really steal Nashville News Thunder?
Hijacker.
I won't tell the date of the CMAs. I'll let you announce that, okay? You can talk about the date of the CMAs, Shannon. Sound good?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Sad Sap Shannon on a Friday. Brad and Carrie, as I just now stole the National News Thunder from Shannon, we'll be back to host the CMAs together. What else do you have for us coming National News this morning?
Well, we are going to be talking a little bit more about Carrie Underwood and a new song from Daniel Bradbury. We'll get you your first listen next.
All right. What's going on the road this morning, Dick?
6:33 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Here's the forecast from the Fox 6 weather experts. 78 and sunshine today, 67 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday are both hot and humid, close to 90, and a chance of storms late night both of those days. We have 65 at FM 106.1.
All right, concert, new one to announce for you coming up 7 o'clock this morning. And, one we've already told you about, Zach Brown Band at Alpine Valley. We'll have a chance to win tickets for that coming up playing Generational Jeopardy at 6:50. But first, National News. You said you got something on Carrie Underwood, Shannon?
I sure do. Well, as Ritter mentioned before, Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood are coming back to host the CMAs for 2018.
Sorry about
that. Yep, no problem.
11 years in a row.
Yeah, 11 years. And this year, CMAs are a little late. It's going to be on November 14th. But Carrie Underwood has been in the press a lot lately. And she even says, you know, I'm on the cover of a magazine every single week for something new. And this is all regarding her injury once again. So this was last November, right? That she fell.
Is that what it was? It was right after the CMAs. It was right after last year's CMAs. It was like a week or a week and a half after.
Yeah. And, you know, there have been a bunch of rumors that had started that she had gotten plastic surgery and that sort of thing. And she said she's really taken a hit when people are making up these stories because she said, you know, the truth is actually just as interesting, but they're going to spread these stories anyways. So.
Well, yeah, she's nobody cares about the truth. Everyone wants to make up the rumors, and everyone wants to bash. Right. Schadenfreude.
Listen,
everyone,
okay, that's fine. Not to pick on Carrie, then don't put a picture of yourself on Instagram with your face being covered by a scarf saying this happened. If you don't want people to throw stones, don't do that.
But
that's what she did.
She was up front, and she said that she had fallen. And
if she was up front, she would have showed us right from the very beginning instead of covering with a scarf to build a drama.
I see what you're saying, Scott. I can agree on that aspect.
But why do we have the right to see her scar?
Then don't put a picture on Instagram. Just say, "Hey, listen, I'm going to be out of the public view for a while." But she built the
or put text. Everyone posts like they don't post an actual image; they put text on Instagram now too.
I don't know. I think that she was just trying to get back into it, promoting Kalia and her clothing line, line and everything else. That's her way to interact with her fans, though. Still.
I'm just saying, when I saw that picture with a scarf, I was like everybody else thinking, oh, man, this must really be serious. And it was serious. Obviously, it was very traumatic for her. And then she comes on the award show, and we're like, wow, she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she says that everybody, like all of her fans and all the people that she works with said, you know, I wouldn't have noticed that unless you pointed it out. But when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you think that it's going to be that it's way worse. I mean, it's not really our business, I guess. But anyway, she says that the first thing that she would tell any, like, a woman facing some confidence issues is that we are all insecure, and that's just being human. I feel like the most important thing to realize is that even people who seem to be super confident have insecurities that they are dealing with. Honestly, you just have to do the best that you can. Don't worry about things that you can't change. And that's what she's learned about.
Speaking of Brad and Carrie, the CMA nominations announced August 28th at Luke's Bar, Luke Bryan's new bar.
32
Nashville.
Bridge.
Yes.
It'll be Luke, Dan, and Chase Sugarland doing the nominations.
Yes. I believe live on GMA, too.
Yep, it will be.
Okay, and then moving along to Danielle Bradbury, because she's releasing a brand new song today. And who wrote the song? Who put it all together? Thomas Rhett. According to Danielle, Thomas Rhett was one of the first mentors she had in Nashville, and they had become really good friends over the years. You know, they went on tour together. They were here together for one of our country Christmas triple play shows.
Yeah, that was 2016? Yeah, 2016.
It's been
December.
Long. Well, she says he's like a big brother to her, so being able to record a song he wrote was actually incredibly special. And I think it's worth a shot. Right now, we should play it, and it's called Goodbye Summer.
Yeah, it's fitting of times. Let's do that. Here we go. We'll play it. In fact, can we call it world premiere? I mean, why not? Daniel Bradbury, Thomas Rhett, Goodbye Summer, Shannon said. It's a brand new one here in F106.1.
He pulled into that parking lot with Goodbye Summer.
Boy, that is it. Daniel Bradbury's new one, Goodbye Summer, with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Thomas Rhett, I think it's great. Totally sounds like a Thomas Rhett written song, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Generational Jeopardy coming up for about 10 minutes away. Well, the Zach Brown tickets plus final State Fair 4-pack for you to win. Now, Kenny, save it for rainy day on FM 106.1.
It's no sense.
Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Be on the lookout. A little patch of fog still hanging around some of the inland counties this morning. Lakeshore, pretty much free of that. Going to see sunshine. 78 for today. Great Wisconsin State Fair rolls on day number two. We can get you into the fair, or maybe you want to go see Zach Brown at Alpine Valley. Choice is yours if you win Generational Jeopardy this morning. And if you want to play, you got to grab that phone right now. 1-800-799-1061. Get one Millennial and one Gen X. We'll do it after a look at the roads from Dick. What's up?
From the Lynch Bureau.
Back to Ritter, Scott, and Shannon.
All right, 2 hours commercial-free country. We're going to kick that off coming up 7:30 this morning. And first, it is time for Generational Jeopardy. Danny in Burlington representing Millennials versus Dave in Waterford representing the Gen X. And because we like to get to know our contestants first, and it's International Beer Day. Why do we celebrate? What is your go-to, Danny?
I'm a fan of Guinness.
Okay.
Me too. If it comes out of a tapper, I'm good with it.
I still can't believe they're opening a Guinness brewery in the United States.
Yeah, Baltimore today.
How about you, Dave? You got a favorite international beer?
I'm rather partial to Beck's.
Yeah. Ein Beck's.
Very cool.
All right. Generational Jeopardy. There are three rounds. You got to give your answers within 5 seconds. If you get it wrong or can't get it within the time, the other player has a chance to steal. If after the three rounds there's still a tie, it becomes sudden death at that point. And since Danny, you go to the phone first, we'll begin with you.
Danny, we're starting with politics. Which president said, "I'm not a crook"?
That's Bill Clinton.
Nope. Dave, you can steal.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Milhouse Nixon said that during Watergate.
Okay, Dave, in 2004, this movie was released, and it also had a campaign slogan, "Vote for Pedro."
I don't know.
Danny, you can steal.
It's Napoleon Dynamite.
That is correct.
All right. Both Danny and Dave are Millennial and Gen X with steals in the first round.
Danny, this was a 1980s sitcom about a butler starring Bob Uecker.
No idea.
Dave, you can steal.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Baseball was in Mr. Belvedere.
All right, Dave, these sort of, we'll call them pocket pets, were released in 1996, and as a kid, you have to take care of your virtual pet. What were they called? Danny, you can steal.
Tamagotchis!
Point for Shannon and I.
Danny, the 18th Packers family night is tomorrow night. Who was the quarterback on the first Packers family night?
Football?
Yes, it is. I couldn't quite hear you.
All right, Dave. Michael Jordan made his cinematic debut in a basketball movie with cartoon characters known as this.
Space Jam.
That's correct.
And that is for the win, Dave. Gen X taking it today.
That was a thriller. What was it, 3-2?
3-2. Choice is yours now, Dave. Do you want tickets for Zach Brown at Alpine Valley or a Big State Fair 4-pack with the bargain book?
I think I'm going to go with Zach Brown.
All right, we'll get you set up with that. Danny, we'll send you to State Fair.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we'll play again Monday morning, 6:50 here at F1061. By the way, that bargain book, I thought I saw somewhere. Brew City, our favorite shirt brand, they've got a really good coupon
what?
In the bargain book.
Hey.
So
that's
I need awesome. To find one of those bargain books before I head to State Fair because I could use some more Brew City shirts just to little heads up of things. Speaking of heads up. Concert announced. We've got one of those for you. 7 o'clock right here at F106.1. Plus commercial free. We're going to kick that off at 7:30. Big Friday morning on tap for you. It's Florida Georgia Line now. It's simple. Good morning. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. 7 o'clock. And that means concert announcement time to tell you about. Big show coming to the Eagles Ballroom at the Rave is...
Justin Moore, September 8th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets go on sale Friday, August 10th at 10 a.m.
You look like I need a drink.
Suey Pig. He's an Arkansas Razorback.
He's been doing a lot with his kids this summer, too. I think he's been coaching softball for them, and he's been traveling around still on tour and everything.
How many kids does he have now?
I think he has two girls and... Two. Is that it?
Well, I'm trying to think, because when he was last here playing the Miller High Life Theater, we were talking about it, and I think... Because remember, my wife was pregnant with Jackson at the time. That was before we told anyone about it, but we knew. And I think he was saying his wife was pregnant again.
I thought that he had three, so that would make sense then.
Because I remember we were talking about the girls, and I mentioned
four kids.
I mentioned something. Yeah, that's what it was. It was talking about, hey, you know, finally gonna have a boy. I thought I remembered something about that.
So they have three girls and a boy.
More kids for Justin Moore.
Looking forward to that show. So it's Saturday, September 8th. Justin Moore, Eagles Ballroom. Again, the tickets go on sale next Friday, 10 a.m., why don't we give away a pair right now? Let's give away a pair right now. Caller 10 with the phrase that pays. We'll hook you up them before anyone can even buy them. 799-1061. Justin Moore coming back to town. Look forward to that. Into my last day. Justin Moore coming to the rave. Eagles Ballroom, September 8th. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Josh and West Penn, do you know the phrase that pays?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
You got it. Fared a lot better than our first two at 6:15 this morning.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
We'll get you those tickets. Justin Moore coming to the Eagles Ballroom September 8th.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You're actually playing mine and my wife's first dance song right now.
So this is. Cool. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great, Josh.
What made you choose Till My Last Day?
You know what? I used to have a nice truck when we met, and I had this CD playing all the time in there, and this is a song that I used to play, you know, when I was trying to pick her up, actually, and you know, kind of stuck as our song, so I picked it as kind of a surprise for our first dance song.
That's great. Everybody's got a story for that song, and that is awesome, man.
That's
well,
right.
Congrats. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
And make sure you know the phrase that pays, because anytime we play a Reba song this morning as well, that phrase that pays could be landing you tickets for her sold-out show at the Wisconsin State Fair next Sunday. So
the big PTP day.
It is a big phrase that pays day with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. What's coming up and trending in the 10, Scott?
Well, if you're tired of those confusing, hard-to-figure-out, I guess it would be the same thing, parking meters downtown. City of Milwaukee has some good news for you.
They're getting rid of them.
You'll have to wait for trending. You already stole Shannon's thunder by telling us that Carrie and Brad are hosting the
Ritter.
CMA.
Wait, are they getting rid of it? I was just guessing. No? You know what?
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going
to go to the
fair
early today.
Okay. Dick, what's going on this morning?
From the Lynch Buick GM.
Good morning. It's 7:12 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon from the Fox 6 Weather Experts. Beautiful day today. Sunny, 78. Only down to 67 tonight. Going to be hazy, hot, humid all weekend long. Talking 90s, especially areas inland. Chance to shower storms at night. So beautiful days, storms at night. Perfect, perfect summer for the first weekend of the Great Wisconsin State Fair. And don't forget, it is Flashback Friday today. Flashing back Reba all morning long for your chance to win tickets to see Reba's sold-out show at State Fair next weekend. So make sure you know the phrase that pays. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country. We get into trending on the 10. Scott?
California wildfires are getting worse instead of better as crews try to contain the biggest fires. The red flag warning is in place until Saturday for parts of Northern California, meaning strong winds and dry conditions are creating hazardous fire conditions. We've already had a bunch of deaths and a lot of destruction out there. It's already burned 126,000 acres, destroying over 1,000 homes and killing six. In Milwaukee, if you're tired of using the old coin, although, Ritter, you say you still use the coin meters downtown.
Yeah, right? There's areas, I'm trying to think, a lot of the areas I park when I'm downtown area tends to be coin meters around that I'm able to use. I use them.
They're installing what's called the smart parking meter. It will replace the coin meters as well as those multi-space kiosks that you walk to the end of the corner and swipe your credit card and it spits out the little ticket and you bring it back.
I feel like those kiosks are always so far away from where you park. It is such a pain. I know, get the app.
Yeah, that's... But seriously, though, the app is really, really easy because even when you're in that cafe, getting your coffee
but you
or
can't,
something like that...
You can't renew and add more time from the app.
Yes,
or do they
can.
Fix that?
Sure you can.
Yes, you can.
See,
and,
I was
and
with
if you
get the app, you don't have to walk to the corner.
That's
see,
what
I was with someone at one point in time that they couldn't. That they couldn't do that.
When, in 1995?
No, this was like a year and a half ago.
That is just what I was about to say. That's why I like the app, because when you're sitting in that cafe and you're at lunch a little bit longer than you thought you would, you can go into the app and just add the time.
The issue they're having with those corner things, those loop machines as they call them, is I guess there was some lag time, so you could still get a ticket from the ambitious Jeep drivers that we have flagging cars in this town.
Hey, listen, they're doing a public service.
Oh, they're doing their job.
They're members of society. The public service community.
Sure, they're great.
We thank them for their service
love
and everything they do.
Love that. I don't give them the Jeep wave. Just want to let you know that. they get a different wave from me sometimes. It's day two of the Wisconsin State Fair. It's Discover Wisconsin Day, so if you're not a stater, welcome.
How many fingers are in that way, by the way?
If you're from Illinois, you can get in a reduced discount today. I think it's two adult admissions for $14.
Great deal.
You also get Alice Cooper on the main stage tonight.
School's out for summer.
Or Scott,
there it is.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
That's all right.
You can sing along.
That used to be on every single Target. I think it was Target commercial, right? When it was like back to school or out of school? It would make more sense out of school. Yes. But then,
it's going to be always out of school, Shannon.
You also get Here Come the Mummies on the Associated Bank Amphitheater tonight. For fun.
Really great show. Like,
and they're mummies.
It's my recommendation, the State Fair, to go see a show. This is the show to see.
And they're mummies. Plus about 1,000 other great local and regional acts from the state of Wisconsin that you can catch on the state. That's the great thing about State Fair. You can just graze and sip and roam from stage to stage and catch to your heart's desire.
Bobby Frist there this weekend, too?
Bobby's there, I think, almost every day. Of the fair.
Bobby Frist, another good act.
Rah, rah, rah.
Bella Kay was there last night. They're there next weekend, too. Trending!
Oh, I love this.
Flashback Friday, should we just get to that? Next weekend, she's going to be at Wisconsin State Fair. Reba, feel free to sing along. Shannon's going to be. I got the earplugs ready.
Well, I remember it all.
Would that be maybe Reba's most famous song?
No.
This one, one she's most known for? No?
Well, it wasn't her biggest song.
No,
but it was a big one.
Yeah. Fancy, Flashback Friday with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Lindsay, Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Do you know the phrase that pays?
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
Lindsay, you nailed it.
You're going to go see Reba at State Fair, that sold-out show next Sunday.
Woohoo, thank you.
No problem. Anytime we hear a Reba song, your chance to win all morning.
It was a Friday night.
Good morning, Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. About to kick off 2 hours commercial-free country to get your Friday rolling. First, though, we got to get the stories to start your day off right. Good stuff.
Mine's a great Wisconsin company. Blaine's Farm and Fleet doing cool things for animals.
Good morning, 7:30 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. About to kick off 2 hours commercial-free country to get your day going. It's all powered by Waterstone Bank. And first, the stories to start your day off right.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
My story comes from Janesville-based Blaine's Farm and Fleet, which is hooking up with Science Diet and NBC to do a massive one-day adoption at Blaine's parking lots all over the Midwest. I didn't realize that Blaine's is in a bunch of different states. So they're going to do this on August 18th, and this is a chance for you to come out and find a forever home for your favorite four-legged doggy and kitty at different Blaine's locations. And again, it's coming up on August 18th. If you go to Blaine's Farm and Fleet's website, you can find all the information. But the last couple of years, they've gotten homes for 150,000 animals.
That's so awesome.
Adopt,
don't shop.
Adopt Day.
That's really cool. All right, Scott, you might have to help me out with this one because I forgot to ask how it's pronounced again, but let me try it, okay? My story is coming out of Milwaukee. Kids and volunteers from the Milwaukee Christian Center spent part of their day yesterday improving their neighborhood. So there were about 100 kids and volunteers joined officers from the Milwaukee Police Department's District 2 as well as Milwaukee Fire Department's Engine 12, and they were cleaning up Kosciuszko Park.
I think you got it. You're better off doing it on your own than asking an Irishman how to pronounce a Polish park. But I think it is Kosciuszko. I think it's also acceptable to say Kosciuszko. That's what most people say.
I will hand
say.
You back the crown for the Polish princess.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Ritter's been holding that for the past 2 hours.
Get that girl a pierogi.
Get her a punchki. I'll take one of those. So anyways, they cleaned up the park, and they were talking about how it's important to keep their community clean. This was all in efforts to be... part of their initiatives that involve kids as part of the Promoting Health Among Teens and Youth Development programs. So once again, shout out to Milwaukee Christian Center and to the Milwaukee Police Department and Milwaukee Fire Department, of course, as well.
And that's the good stuff. 7:33.
Commercial-free music. Engage. To me,
to me. Brett Eldridge is going to be coming to Riverside Theater in October. Grab all the info on that show, fm106.com, the concerts page, and just announced this morning... But our good friend Justin Moore going to be joining us at the Rave Eagles Ballroom September 8th. Those tickets don't go on sale till next Friday morning. But look forward to that. Justin Moore coming back.
You can also win some right now if you go to fm106.com.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Met a man where, but don't think I don't think about it. No, no. Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.
Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Commercial free through 9:30, powered by Waterstone Bank on FM 106.1. And mention Reba going to be coming to State Fair. We'll have your chance to win tickets right around 8:15 when you hear a Flashback Reba song on a Flashback Friday. But Cole Swindell could be the next Wednesday. Along with Michael Ray. You can grab tickets right now. FM106.com. Keyword contests. Win the freebies.
I can't have it easy.
Russell Dickerson with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon inside 2 hours commercial-free country. And every Friday morning around this time, our friend Matt Miller from Milwaukee.com step into the studio to join us and chat about some big movies open up this weekend in the box office.
Yeah, it's a weirdly busy weekend at the box office, but no real, like, big movies. We're getting into late summer, so not exactly massive blockbuster stuff, but some interesting things like Christopher Robin, which is the live-action Pooh movie. We need the
Pooh. This is actually the one that I'm excited about. As weird as that sounds, since I've seen the previews, I'm like, this, I think, is going to be great.
This is Christopher Robin coming back as an adult, right?
It's like Hook, but in Winnie the Pooh's universe. He's Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, is playing the young boy whose name is Christopher Robin. It's the name of the movie. And he's a grown-up. He's lost his youthful spirit, so all of his old toys come back, and they're sweet. And they're talking cute, and oh gosh.
Oh, bother.
I know. I want to be cynical towards this movie because, I mean, Paddington 2 already exists.
Oh, sure. Boy. You can only have one favorite bear.
I know how I feel about Paddington 2.
Yes, we know Matt Miller is a large fan of Paddington and Paddington 2. Go watch it on Netflix. It's there. Okay.
Listen, it's only the world's greatest achievement. But. I mean, this looks very sweet, and it looks very nice, and I'm excited for this one. There's also The Spy Who Dumped Me, which stars Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, who at some point is going to be a massive star. But I don't think this is going to be the movie that does it.
Okay. So in the previews, there's some funny moments.
Yeah, it looks very much kind of like a late summer action comedy, kind of like Hitman's Bodyguard, like a movie that you will forget by this time next year on the radio.
I thought much more it was going to be like Bridesmaids-esque. Like, I thought there might be some sort of, like, it'll actually turn out to be a really funny, great woman's comedy.
I love the cast. Mila Kunis is by far one of my favorite actresses because she's...
Yeah.
Hashtag woman crush Wednesday every day.
Yeah,
she's
pretty much.
She's funny.
And if we lived in a just world, Kate McKinnon would have been nominated for an Oscar for Ghostbusters.
Right.
Because no matter what you think about that movie, she's awesome in it.
She's a very versatile actress. I'll never forget when she played Keith Urban on Saturday Night Live. With the soul patch and everything.
Is there nothing Kate McKinnon can't do?
And she looks great dressed up in those fancy outfits for Hunger Games and whatnot.
But I've heard this is more action than comedy, which is kind of an odd choice.
Yeah.
So I think, like I said, 2 months from now, you'll have forgotten that movie came out.
All right, well, we'll continue talking more about movies and everything else. Matt Miller from Milwaukee.com coming up next year at FM 106.1 with Brantley Gilbert now. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon with Matt Miller of Milwaukee.com chatting movies. So we know the spy that was the spy that I dated.
Spy Who Dumped Me.
There we go. The Kate McKinnon and Mila Kunis movie coming out. We've got the Christopher Robin movie. Is there anything else to look forward to this weekend?
There is. There's a movie called The Darkest Minds, which I don't know if you guys remember The Hunger Games and Divergence. And
can't forget it.
3 years ago, when every single young adult book got made into a trilogy that, that's basically what this is. Bunch of superpowered kids trying to fight against the power. The movie feels 3 years too late. Like, it's not bad, but it just, those kind of stories were played out years ago. So, I don't think this one needs to be, you don't need to go out of your way to see this one this weekend.
Of the three new ones, what's the one you recommend to go see?
I would probably go with Christopher Robin, though if you're gonna see anything, you gotta see Mission Impossible on the big screen. It is one of the best action movies of the year, it's one of the best action movies of the decade so far, I would say. And you'd feel really bad if you didn't see it on the big screen. And if you don't like Tom Cruise, the movie opens with a nuclear bomb just destroying his face. So the movie opens with his face just like getting nuclear radiated off.
Worth your $12.
It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1. Talk with Matt Miller on Milwaukee.com. And I want to get to the burning subject. And I use the word burning on purpose because this is what matters most. State Fair. We're now on day two today.
Woo!
You were out as part of your Burning Your Way Through Milwaukee series you guys do with Milwaukee.com.
Yeah.
You ate an interesting burger yesterday.
Oh, it wasn't just it was a camel burger, but not just a camel burger, the world's hottest camel burger.
So did it live up to its name as the world's hottest camel? Which I would never think to, like, camel as meat. I wouldn't think to
eat
that.
Yeah, I didn't know people eat camel.
Yeah, and I didn't think that, like, the world's hottest camel burger is a very oddly specific thing. Like, I don't know how much competition there is for that title. But the burger was really hot. It's one of the hotter things we've had on this trip. They had Carolina Reaper cheese and this very spicy ketchup on it. It was I made a fool out of myself on the Facebook Live that we made while eating it. But it really just tastes like a burger. I can't tell you what the difference is between camel and regular beef.
What stand was that at State Fair?
That's the exotic,
Camel Burger stand.
Yeah, the Camel Burger.
Yeah, Camel Burger.
The Exotic Meat Grill, which is right next to All Things Jerky.
All right.
So that's where I think they have earthworm jerky this year.
Because we're all headed to State Fair later today, and I don't know if there's something that we should, you know, go check out at State Fair.
Earthworm jerky. Earthworm jerky.
I think I'm going to stay away from that. Vegetarians also don't eat earthworms, so y'all.
Oh, you're right. That's meat.
No,
is it really?
Does it?
Yeah, I'm classifying it as meat. Sorry. Farewell.
Coward.
Right. He is Matt Miller on Milwaukee.com. You can check out more on the movies. Of course, he joins us here every week to talk that. And, of course, Parting Away with Milwaukee and all the other great stuff on Milwaukee.com. As we continue commercial-free, Jake Owen, I was Jack, and you were Diane.
It was yesterday. It was years ago. Take it back.
Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on a Flashback Friday. We're flashing it back all morning long. Reba going to be at State Fair next Sunday. Little Rock, one of her biggest songs right now on FM 106.1.
Little Rock, yeah.
There it is, Flashback Friday. Reba, Little Rock with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1. And Lisa and Dousman, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. Got plans to go to State Fair in the next couple of days?
Actually, next weekend.
You're hoping to go see Reba, aren't you?
I am.
Well, what's the phrase that pays?
FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country.
You are going
to
go see Reba.
Teresa.
Really? That's so awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have another chance for you to win coming up after 9 o'clock or anytime you hear a Flashback Reba song all morning long with that phrase that pays. FM 106.1 is Milwaukee's best country. And just told you this morning, this guy going to be coming to the Rave Eagles Ballroom, Justin Moore.
Been sitting in sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Commercial free through 9:30 here on FM 106.1. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Friday, and well, as we look in the weekend, do you think the weekend should be any longer? Office workers, new poll coming out talking about just how productive they really are throughout the week. We're going to talk about that in 6 minutes. Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. I'm from 106.1. What do you think about shortening the work week? Making the weekend longer?
Sure, why not?
For that.
Office workers in a new survey say they're really only productive 3 days a week. So why not extend that weekend? 4 day weekend.
Oh, I'm sure employers will all go for that.
It's something we've been talking about all along. I mean, think about it. It's hot. Summer's here. You know, maybe you get a poor night's sleep. You're just not as productive every day. If you shorten the work week, I think you'd be more productive. But we were talking about, was it last week? A company in, was it Australia, that switched to the 4 day work week? They did it was 4 8-hour days, and they said the productivity went up, they made more money, everything worked out better for their employees.
I guess it would depend on the job. Now, road crews, sorry, you can't have any time off because we need to get our freeways done.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, we're gonna move you to a 6 or 7 day week.
Oh boy.
We're gonna add hours to the day so you can finally finish the zoo interchange project at some point in time. But I think it's funny that all these studies always come out that say that, but yet we're all still working five, at least 8 hour days, if not 10 hour, 12 hour days, some of us.
Because I think if we shorten the work week, then we get used to it, and then it'd be like, okay, let's shorten the work week again. And then we'd eventually land on a 1 day work week, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I'm always worried that we have like our IT guys and they're going to check like how much time does Shannon spend on Facebook during the day. And then it's like, oh, please don't let me know. Please don't look. Please don't look.
Although, don't tell them.
My job is to be on Facebook, actually. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
So I can get away with that. All right. But there are
now,
other
if I'm
places,
on Facebook, we have trouble.
Yes, exactly. Especially because you don't even have a Facebook. So then we know you're just creeping, Scott.
How do you know I don't have an incognito Mr. Undercover Facebook? And I'm creeping anyway.
Then I don't trust you at all anymore because...
You know what's funny about all this when you talk about, you know, spending time wasting away hours at a job, being unproductive on social media? When everyone asks, like, you know, I went to school for law enforcement. It's like, well, why didn't you become a cop? Why are you in radio? And I'm like, well, because in college I found radio and I started working for a station. I realized that they would pay me to sit on the internet. Like, you know, back in that day it was MySpace. It's going to make me sound old, but it's like, you're going to pay me to sit and not do anything? Oh, please sign me up for this job. It sounds fantastic.
Giving away all our secrets, man.
I guess I shouldn't have done that, huh? I mean, we're really productive, boss. We're doing great things. Right. It's a Flashback Friday. We got another Flashback Reba song coming up about 9:15. We'll give away Reba tickets to see here at State Fair. See, we're doing things.
got nowhere to go.
Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon time, like we do every Friday. Check in with our good friends over at Fox 6, Nicole and Kim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Seeing
thank you.
You guys means it's the weekend and yes. It's time to party.
Island Beach Party.
Yes, this is happening August 3rd. So tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Wait, is today August 3rd?
It is.
It is.
Oh, it's just today. It's tonight. Wow. 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Lakeshore State Park. It's not your typical fundraiser, so there's going to be live music, lots of foods to try, so barbecue, popsicles, food in a cone, pretty much anything that you can think of, kayaking, and this is all to raise funds for the Friends of Lakeshore State Park. It's really
beautiful,
cool, but
yeah.
There's even a yoga session tonight and a s'mores trolley cart, which sounds amazing.
Ah,
4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. Yeah. And there's a big series at the park this weekend, right?
Yeah, Five County Fridays tonight, half price tickets for everyone in our Five County Metro, and it's also the Negro Leagues game where they celebrate with a special ticket package celebrating African-American heritage in baseball. Tomorrow, the Sandlot. We're celebrating the 25th anniversary of that. So this is the cool part. They're actually playing the Sandlot on the scoreboard after the game.
So cool.
So you go to the baseball game,
see the
Sandlot after the game. It's kind of like an encore to hopefully a big Brewers victory. And then wrap it all up Sunday. I will be there for Bob Uecker talking bottle opener. So Bob can drink with me every time I'm enjoying a nice cold beverage.
What does it say? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I've seen commercials for it, and I think one of them something like, oh, put that on my tab. Who am I kidding? Put it on consoles, which sounds like something that Uecker would say.
Yeah.
All right. And Jazz Visions on the Lake is happening Sunday.
It's always good to get to the Summerfest grounds. It's a great space, and especially when it's free. And this is free parking and free entertainment all day long. The actual concerts will take place at the Johnson Control Stage. That's the covered stage just inside the mid-gate, but it starts early afternoon. And the music goes all the way up into the early evening.
How nice. All
very
right.
Nice.
So much to choose from. You guys have a great and safe
weekend.
Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Get you into the weekend as quickly as we can. And, well, it's just about here, finally. Anything big planned for y'all?
State Fair to see Here Come the Mummies tonight. That's about it for me.
I got a lot of stuff going on. Got the brew game tonight, beach day tomorrow, got one of those Edelweiss cruises, Wisconsin State Fair, tossing a little work, jam-packed, yo.
Hey, I thought I had a busy weekend, a little State Fair action today, I've got Stube crew meeting tomorrow, baseball game on Sunday, it's just going to be go, 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 go.
Nice.
Which is the opposite of what we've been doing recently. It seems like during the week, I do nothing, and on the weekends, I cram everything into it and get so busy.
Yeah, this will be the first weekend that I haven't had a couple of, FM 106 duties and... like since before Summerfest.
Would you like some? I can give some.
Sure.
Time. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, well, don't forget, this Sunday, we actually have our iHeart Country Festival on Fox.
Yes.
That's going to be playing at 7 p.m., and I will be covering it socially, so make sure to chat it up with us at FM 106.
Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. I'm trying to remember the whole lineup. Everyone was there. It was absolutely insane.
Maren Morris, Sugarland, Luke
Dustin
Combs,
Lynch.
Billy Currington, Dan and Shay, John Party, Brett Young, Scotty McCurry. Mesa Ramsey from, what was that, America's Got Talent, right?
Mine is like a steel trap. She remembers all this stuff. Jeepers. Monday, we're back. Another round of Generational Jeopardy at 6:50. Midwest Pro Rodeo tickets. And can you believe Zoo a la carte right around the corner? We got four packs for Zoo a la carte plus some food coupons for you to win Monday morning. It's at 6:50 right here at FM 106.1. Have a fantastic weekend. Hope to maybe see you around State Fair.